What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Jersey Shore towns are warning people to stay out of the water. Hurricane Aaron is staying offshore, but it's churning up strong waves and rip currents. KYW's Connor Barkon joined us live earlier this morning from Ocean City.
While the hurricane is not expected to make landfall, it is creating dangerous conditions at several shore points, and officials there are telling people to stay out of the water. Wildwood and Margate City are prohibiting swimming and advising against any activities like kayaking and surfing. Officials here in Ocean City have not banned swimming outright, but say that beachgoers should only go in the water if they see lifeguards on duty in the area. Kathy Cupo from Toms River, she says that her family will not let trip without swimming ruin their vacation.
No, because we're here. There's not much we could do. We paid the money, so we make the best of what we can. We're disappointed, but it is what it is. We understand.
The boardwalks and beaches are still open for people who want to spend time on the shore and just try to enjoy some outdoor weather. But this woman says that she's scrapping the rest of her trip because of the weather.
Our grandchildren couldn't go in the ocean too much yesterday, and our other grandchildren were supposed to come down towards the end of the week, and they're not even going to come now.
Swimming is off limits also at Belmar Beach, where a teenager last week drowned after a rescue attempt.
Back in Pennsylvania, shots were fired outside the Walmart at the Franklin Mall in Northeast Philadelphia early this morning. One person was taken into custody. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
It was around 2:30 in the morning when police responded to the Walmart here at the Franklin Mall, formerly Philadelphia and Franklin Mills, for the report of a shooting. Police spoke to employees who say they heard the gunshots. All the workers then had to leave the building and wait outside as police went through the property to search for clues. Now, outside the back of the building, there was a Walmart van that had a window blown out by the gunfire. Police say they recovered a gun and found some shell casings on the ground. They also towed away a Ford sedan with PA plates that was parked in a spot close to the front entrance. Police say they arrested one person. Now, they didn't give any specifics of what exactly happened leading up to the shooting, only saying no one was injured. The employees were allowed back in at about 5:15 when police wrapped up their on-scene investigation. The store did not open as it typically does at 6 a.m. as the Walmart employees still had to finish up the work that they were doing to get the place ready. In the Northeast, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Protesters demanding funding for SEPTA occupied the office of a Republican state senator who serves Northeast Philly yesterday afternoon. KYW's Vic Racapathy tells us the first round of SEPTA service cuts is less than a week away.
No cuts, no way!
A small but passionate group of demonstrators made themselves comfortable for 2.5 hours inside Republican State Senator Joe Picozzi's office on Academy Road. Among them, Diane Payne from Burrholm in the Northeast.
It seems Senator Picozzi believes he represents the Republican elected officials and not his constituents.
The Republican-controlled Senate stymied numerous transit funding bills passed in the House, instead drafting measures SEPTA said were untenable. Now SEPTA Institute's cuts beginning Sunday. Ultimately, the agency plans to slash nearly half of its service by 2026. Sania Lopez from Fox Chase says gutting transit prevents people from getting where they need to go.
Some of these are routes that go through schools, so these children are going to have to find a new way to get to school. I'm going to have to find a new way to get to work, and my commute's already an hour.
Senator Picozzi was out of the office during the protest. He says in a statement he respects the right to demonstrate, but hindering his office is counterproductive. He says he wants, quote, safe, reliable SEPTA service with real accountability and transparency. In the Northeast, Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.